It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, hello, folks. It's your old buddy, Luke Clayton. You know, it's been almost 2 years since the management of KETR gave us our own spot here to enjoy visiting and talking and learning about hunting and fishing and camping, everything related to the outdoors up in Northeast Texas. And up here in this portion of the state, we're blessed with some of the best fishing lakes, some awesome hunting. It's a great place to live if you're an outdoor person, for sure. Now, the first portion of our show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org. Also made possible by Brute Outdoors, home of the Brute Box Cooler. The website for Brute Outdoors is bruteoutdoors.com. The toll-free number is 855-BRUTE. 55. Folks, one thing that we have here in Northeast Texas today that not too many years back we didn't have is some awesome snow goose hunting. You know, there's a conservation season for snow geese that's going on right now. The reason for it is the snow geese up in the tundra, when they feed, they pull plants up by the roots, and they literally are eating themselves out of house and home up in their breeding grounds up north. So we have a conservation season. Now, not too long ago, you had to go to the Katy Prairie or down around Egypt or El Campo, Midfield, one of those towns down there southeast of Houston, to shoot snow geese. Now, right up here in Northeast Texas is some awesome snow goose hunting. Daniel Sarantani is with us. He guides hunts for these snow geese, and they've got a lot of land leased. He works for Hidden Lakes Hunting Resort. He does some upland hunts, but he's also, one of his passions is hunting these waterfowl, especially geese. So Daniel is our guest. Daniel, are you with us this morning, sir?
I'm with you.
I really appreciate you being with us, and I'm really looking forward to getting out with you later this week and shooting some of these geese. But I think I pretty much nailed it, Daniel. There's so many snow geese. The conservation season's been going on for years, but during this time, there's some regulations that change, make it a lot easier to kill more geese, isn't it?
That's it. And one thing they're, you know, they let us, they allow the electronic collars, and that's a big part of what we use to have sound like that, to sound like a big flock of geese, because, you know, we use, you know, anywhere from 500 to 800 decoys, and if you're setting up for Canada's, you know, you're not setting up as many decoys, so, you know, one or two people calling on a hand call is fine, but with these geese, you know, it just doesn't sound natural, you know, using hand calls. You know, you need to have something that produces that sound that sounds exactly like, you know, that many geese on the ground, and the e-collars are, they work really good. Geese really respond to it. And you can tell, and when the geese get closer, you know, we turn it down, you know, the volume down, and of course, you know, when they're out a little further, we turn it up, and you know, on the days that you're out there hunting, you know, if you'll just watch the geese and learn from them, you can tell when you need to turn it up and turn it down.
And, you know, yes, I remember the first conservation season when electronics calls were first used. I was hunting down on the Katy Prairie, but you know, the truth is now, Daniel, there's the geese down on the coast. A lot of those big rice farms and different types of corn and agricultural crops, those big old ranches have been subdivided.
Yep.
And it's just not like it was back in the day. It's a real pleasure to have geese here where we don't have to drive 6 or 7 hours to hunt them. And you know, a lot of people, Daniel, are not aware that right up here in Northeast Texas, near Cooper, you know, I mean, how many geese do you think have amassed themselves up on these fields that you guys have leased now?
I would say right now a good estimate would be, you know, right around 30 to 35,000. Like I said, they usually start coming here around, I would say, the end of December, usually right around Christmas, New Year's. You know, we start to see a few here and there on fields, and it amounts from there. And I was just up there yesterday afternoon, and like I said, there was anywhere from 30 to 35,000. We found several fields with geese in them, and they're just the numbers are multiplying. And each year, it seems like the last, you know, 5 or 6 years that we've been doing this, there's just more geese every year. And like you said, you know, and that's a lot of it because down there around Katy and the Prairie and Houston area, you know, exactly what you said, a lot of it's getting taken away. The fields that they used to use and everything are getting taken away. So they're shortstopping. They're not going as far south and they're stopping here instead. I mean, we've got plenty of wheat and that's what they're after.
And you know, Daniel, the light goose, the geese that we're talking about is of course the snow goose, the Ross's goose, which is a little goose, kind of a stockier in a way, built a little different, isn't he? The Ross's goose.
Oh yeah. And you can pick them out too, because you'll have geese tornadoing or coming in, and you can really pick out those Rosses because they're a third of the size of a snow goose or the blue face of a blue goose, and you can really pick them out. And we're actually starting to see a whole lot more of them, and just the reports are coming in from Canada and on the DU articles and stuff. They're talking about there's more and more Rosses. There's more and more geese, total as far as all the species. But the Ross geese are really, really have taken off in the last, past 10 years. And like I said, we had a couple of years ago, we actually, I killed a Ross geese with a neck band on it. And when I went to report the band, online, the Ross goose ended up being 12 years old.
Wow.
And he was banded in the Baffin Island, which is way north. And so that's pretty cool to see geese like that all the way down here in East Texas.
That's a long, long route for the flyway.
It certainly is.
And maybe our listeners that have not done much goose hunting, this is an opportunity, folks, right here for you. If you've never been goose hunting, I'm going to tell you something. These big birds it's a lot different than duck hunting because of the sheer numbers. It's not like you'll decoy in. You might see thousands of geese. You probably will. Daniel, kind of paint the picture how you hunt them. I'm sure that you hunt them in the morning. And then I think we're going to do our hunt in the afternoon. The reason for that is I can get a lot better pictures. I've got some stories, articles planned to do it. But you're going to get out in the field probably 30 or 45 minutes or an hour before sunup, right?
That's it. That's correct. We usually like to get out there and have everybody set up and ready to go, 30 minutes before shooting time. And you'll have some small groups come in real early, right at shooting time, kind of like like you're hunting ducks. You have that pre-morning flight where it's, right at shooting time. And you'll have a few small groups, but the majority of them will kind of stay on the roost until probably 30 minutes after shooting time.
Okay.
That's when you're going to see the big waves of geese getting off the roost.
And when geese roost, they roost out on big bodies of water. It could be a 10-acre lake or a 10,000-acre reservoir, but they're going to roost in open waters because of predators. They're protected. They're safe like that. That's just the way geese do. So then you're going to – now, your decoys, describe to our folks the spread that you usually set up.
We like to run silosocks, they're a half silhouette, half sock decoy that they've come out with, and they're lightweight, they're easy to transport back and forth from field to field and into the trailer, and one of the main reasons we use them is because of the wind. Most of the time, 90% of the time during the conservation season, it's in the spring, you're going to have wind. There may be a day or two the whole month that you may not have much wind, but you're going to have wind. And these silosocks look awesome in the wind. I mean, they're just bouncing around. And from a distance, it looks like they're moving. It looks like they're hopping each other. It looks like they're walking, feeding. Mm-hmm. And it just puts a real lifelike motion to your decoy spread. And so, we like to run anywhere from 500 to 800 silosocks. And that all kind of depends on the number, what we see the day before scouting, or what field they're using, or if they're using a field that has a little water hole or pond in it, we might use a smaller spread, just for that day. But then we also like to use what they call silosock flyers or flappers, and all they are is a silosock type decoy that's on a 3 to 6 foot tall pole, and it's almost like a kite.
Yes.
The wind's just bobbing them back and forth, and like I said, from a goose's standpoint, from them looking at them, it looks like a goose just hopped up and is hovering there and then going to set back down. And so those work out, I mean, really good. They like I said, they put a good motion into the decoys.
You bet. Daniel, let's picture, say, every how many you have, 300, 500, 800, that you're spread out in front. And then you want your the geese, you're going to be shooting the birds coming into the wind. So you're going to position your hunters, I'm going to, you know, assume, you're going to position them where the birds will come into the wind and they'll decoy to the decoys. And then you'll be, do you put your guys out in, are you just laid down with burlap over you, or how do you usually do that?
We always like to set up on the upwind side of the decoy.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, you know, we set a teardrop spread or, you know, a small C spread.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to set up on the upwind side with the wind directly at our back. These geese, snow geese, are, that's why they're so it's a challenge to hunt them, and they're so different from all the other waterfowl species. They don't work, they work vertically.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they're going to come in, and then, you know, big groups, they're going to tornado, and they're just going to work on a vertical motion. And so when they get to work in that vertical motion, when they're going to finish, they're going to want to turn directly into the wind.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have the guys set up on the upwind, so we're looking right at them, and they're going to come over. And we like to set the majority of the decoys on the upwind side behind us.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have a lot of decoys behind you packed in around the blinds. And what we use is blinds, we use layout chairs and ghillie blankets.
Mm-hmm.
And our ghillie blankets are green to match the wheat out there.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
We figured that out, and it, you know, it's really helped us. You know, we sometimes we use layout blinds, but that's just depending on what type of situation are as far as the field. You know, sometimes there's wind rolls that run through the middle of these wheat fields, and if there's enough cover, enough dead grass, brown grass, we'll use layout blinds. But being in the decoy spread like that with those ghillie blankets and on the upwind side of the decoys, when the geese are finishing, they're finishing right at your feet.
Well, Daniel, we're almost out of time. I want to make sure that that the folks can contact you for more information on hunting geese right here in our backyard up here in Northeast Texas. It's going to save a lot of people traveling a long way for a goose hunt. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm extremely excited. I hope to do this every year with you guys because it saves a long, long drive. Daniel, what's the best phone number for people to call you, you know, to talk more goose hunting and get more information?
My cell phone number is 903-335-4289, or you can reach us at the hunting resort, Hidden Lakes Hunting Resort. It is 903-383-7100. And that is our office there at the hunting resort. Call me at any time on my cell phone. I'll always have it with me.
Well, Daniel, I appreciate very much the time that you spent with us.
Thank you.
It's exciting for all of us to know that there's that many geese within a close drive. I look forward to getting with you here in about 2 days. And I look forward to writing our article. The Greenville Herald Banner is one of the closest papers, I guess, closest bigger papers that runs the column. So next week, all goes well, I'm hoping to have some good pictures in there. The column runs on Thursdays, the Outdoors does, and then it'll also be in a bunch of other papers. But looking forward to the hunt, and we really appreciate you being with us.
I appreciate you.
Wow, folks, 30,000 geese right up here within a stone's throw of Cooper. We can hunt geese right here in our backyard. We do not have to drive 6 or 8 hours. That is big news. That's what we try to do here on our outdoor show, is keep everybody on the cutting edge. I want to thank the Dallas Safari Club. They make our show possible. The website for the Dallas Safari Club is biggame.org. Also, our show is made possible by Brute Outdoors. That's the home of the Brute Box Cooler. You can go online to bruteoutdoors.com. The phone number for Brute Outdoors is toll-free 855-BRUTE-55. Folks, make sure and tune in this time next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.